Nedarim, Perek Tes, Mishnah Hay 9:5, another example of where a person could be released from neder based on a Pesach. Here we say, Poschem la'adam b'ksuvas ishto. A person could get a Pesach if he has to pay out his wife's ksuba, and he didn't realize he had to pay the ksuba or how much he'd have to pay. So, here's an illustrating story. Umaisa, once happened. Be'echet shenader me'ishto hana. A guy took a neder against his wife, saying she'll get no hana anymore from my stuff. Now, that means he can't feed her and provide her with food, and that means he can't fill his basic marital obligations to her, and that would mean that he has to divorce her, so now he has to give her a get. And when he divorces her under those circumstances, he'll have to pay out her ksuba. Now, v'haisa ksubasa arba meos dinarim. Her ksuba stipulated that if he divorced her, he has to pay her 400 dinar, that's 400 zuz, which is like the double the usual. Uvalifne Rabbi Akiva. So this guy came before Rabbi Akiva. V'chivo liten la ksubasa. Rabbi Akiva said, yep, that's what the ksuba says, there's no wiggle, you better pay the ksuba in full. Amar lo, so this guy says to Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi, shmona meos dinarim hiniach abba. My father left me and my brother a total of 800 dinar. V'natal achi arba meos, my brother got 400, v'ani arba meos, I got the other 400. Now, if I have to give her 400, then I'll be bankrupt. Lo daya shetitol hi matayim, isn't it sufficient that she should get 200, v'ani matayim, and I get the other 200? Meaning why should she be better than me? We should be equal. That way we both can survive, and 200 is the basic amount. Amalo Rabbi Akiva says, afilo ata mocher sa'ar roshcha, I don't care if you have to sell the hair on your head. Ata no sen la ksubasa, you are contractually obligated to pay her out her ksuba in full. Amar lo, so then the guy said back, ilo ha'isi odeya shukain, if I'd have known that, lo ha'isi noder, I wouldn't have taken the net in the first place to not be give her hana, and then I wouldn't have to pay out this ksuba, illustrating the point of our Mishnah, that the Pesach, based on having to pay out the woman's ksuba, is a legitimate Pesach. And based on that, the hitir Rabbi Akiva said either hitira or the girsos here tiro, he or the netter was released and they could stay married and she's allowed to get benefit from him and no need to pay out the ksuba. Just a couple technical points on the Mishnah. The first is in terms of the payout itself. So just understand that according in the time of the Mishnah, the only assets that a woman's ksuba would encumber are real assets, karka, land. And that being the case, when the Mishnah says he got 400 zuz, what it means he got 400 zuz, or dinar, I should say, 400 dinar, same thing, worth of land. So that's how she's claiming the land. The Mishnah doesn't speak it out, but that's the case. Must be the case in the Mishnah. By the way, subsequent to the Mishnayos, in the time of the Gaonim, so much later, they made a takana that women would collect their ksuba also from metaltlin, not just land, but any moving property or cash, etc. And therefore, in the Gaonim's time and to today, certainly she would collect from cash as well. The other point that I want to speak out here is that although the Mishnah said, afilo ata mocher sa'ar roshcha, you have to even sell like the hair on your head to make this payment work, the truth is, that's not exactly as it sounds. The rule is that mesadin lebalcho, we make sure that the debtor isn't left completely destitute, selling the hair on his head. We leave him with his very most basic needs, and then he has to pay the rest out to his creditor, or in this case, the wife, who effectively is her creditor, because she has this ksuba payment, which would mean, according to the Chazal, we basically leave him with enough food for 30 days, and clothing for 12 months, a bed with its bedding, as well as a pair of shoes and tefillin that he can keep. The rest he has to pay out to her. The reason why the Mishnah says the way it does is the truth is, even if a person gives everything he has except for that list above, if he still doesn't pay out the debt in full, so the debt still stands, and we don't tear up the ksub or tear up the contract, when he gets more money, he has to pay it out to the person to whom he owes the money. So that's why he never gets off the hook no matter what. And that was the point of our Mishnah here, that there's no wiggle, Rabbi Akiva. If you owe the money, and according to ksuba, you have to pay it in full.